Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community, and this community is rocking and rolling already. We're about an hour in today in day three, and the place is a buzz. People are texting, people are walking, they're meeting, making contacts. Just amazing show.
This thing is in full swing, and we're beginning to get bigger crowds than we had on day one when they were really probably watching the Final Four and not us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're starting to get a lot of interest. This has been so much fun. I hope we get a chance to come back and do the next one. And this segment is going to be no exception. We are going to talk to the folks from the OAUG GeoSig Committee. Say that fast five times.
You just can't. You just can't.
I just cannot do it. So first let me introduce from Hess Corporation, Miss Doreen Fox Dwyer. How you doing, sunshine?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Delighted to have you. So let's start with you, and then in just a moment we'll introduce your compadre over here. But give us the quick overview, the thumbnail sketch, this GeoSig Committee. What's this all about?
The GeoSig Committee is a subcommittee, the OAUG board, that focuses on encouraging and enabling all the different user groups around the world, and primarily in North America, to get the users out, to network, to educate, to communicate with each other, and utilizing that network of really strong, interested users to communicate back to Oracle.
So now, do you find that the users, once they get into the swing of things with the group, that they get pretty active, or do you have to drag them kicking and screaming?
Well, that's a mixed bag. Of course, we are all volunteers, and we all have day jobs, so it is really, really important to understand that some people can contribute more than others, but most people are very, very passionate about their products and about being part of the bigger pool of people and the networking group.
And you brought a Vegas connection with you to visit with us today. Introduce your friend, and let's get a chance to talk with her as well.
Yes, from the city of Las Vegas, my partner and co-chair is Kathleen Fauerbach, and she has been involved for a very long time in the user community, and I'll let her give more detail to that.
Well, welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you.
So now, how did you get involved with the committee?
When I started at the city of Las Vegas, my manager was deeply involved. She's currently on the board of directors. So it was adoption by fire, I guess.
So you had to do it, right?
So what is a GEO? What is a SIG? So we'll start with you, Doreen. What's define those for us.
GEO is simply a geographic community. So it could be multi-product within one similar area, such as South Texas group or the South Central group or the New York City Metro or the New England group, which is incredibly active. So it is based on your geography, where you live, where you work, or both. The SIGs are special interest groups, and they are product oriented, and they go by the various EBIS, Fusion, Hyperion, OBI, Upgrades, R12, there's all sorts of product lines, and people are very, very interested in ensuring they understand all there is to know about their product.
So how did you get lassoed into this committee work? There's got to be a story.
You
on
drew
that.
The short straw?
I did draw the short straw. No, actually, when Oracle adopted, as we will say, the Hyperion company of products, I was a very involved Hyperion user for many, many years, over a couple of decades, and I was nominated by our chair at the time, who's still active in the community, to be part of the committee and to represent the Hyperion group within the bigger OAUG community.
Now, Kathleen,
yes.
How many GEOs and SIGs are there?
We were trying to get a count last night, and we figured there's over 70 GEOs and SIGs, but I want to add something to the SIGs, too. The SIGs are not only product-based, they're also industry-based.
Wow.
You can have the public sector, finance, the federal, the government contractor, so it's a wide-reaching group of individuals.
And so how does the user community, OAUG members at large, how do they find out about the SIGs and the GEOs? What is the path, if you will?
Right, so they can plug in and get the most out of their membership.
Yes, they can go to OAUG.com and look up the user communities, and there's a list of the GEOs and the SIGs. They click on the links, and it takes them to those websites.
Now, Kathleen, how important is getting involved and active been in your career?
It's given us as a city so many opportunities to learn from others and expand our platform with all the products we own.
And it's had an impact on your career as well, Doreen?
Absolutely. The lifespan of the Hyperion community has been very long, and it has made us as a company and me as an individual to be able to understand what the next roadmap steps are, how to best design for that. And I've been able to connect and stay connected with a lot of people in the community that have the same issues and challenges and aspirations as I do.
And Doreen, tell us a little bit about how you've invested your time here at Collaborate 13, because you obviously have some responsibilities, obligations to your public that we're serving now, right, with our radio broadcast. You have your committee duties, but there's some things you need to be doing here on behalf of Hess as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have. I've made definite time to listen to the Oracle speakers, including John O'Rourke, in my case, who's very, very knowledgeable from the Oracle team for Hyperion, OBI, the business analytics product line. I've also attended a couple of tips and tricks type sessions, because we're in a position now where we need to be able to utilize our products the best. So from a client perspective, I've been able to speak to different vendors, listen to different sessions, and reach out to Oracle to be better educated on what my current products are doing and where we can go with them in the future.
What about you, Kathleen? Do you enjoy the networking? You enjoy the education? The ability to get, you know, the Oracle people face to face and trap them in a room somewhere? where do you get the most of this?
We are very fortunate. We have an Oracle liaison that comes and sits with us and discusses what our needs are and then tries to meet with us twice a year on site. So that's been important. But the networking is great. I've talked to so many users that are interested in joining and how to form new SIGs. It's been fantastic. The education sessions, I've only been able to attend two of them, but they were amazing also.
I get the distinct impression that even if you guys were not committee members, you would certainly be OAUG members, and you would certainly find yourself at these Collaborate events. Is that an accurate statement, Doreen?
Absolutely. It is a very focused way to get education and networking, and being locked in your office, you don't get that opportunity. There's lots of opportunity on the webinars and things like that, but that's not the face-to-face contact, the real interaction that's really important to make sure that we do the best for ourselves, for our community, for our product line. And the GeoSig committee and all the GeoSig coordinators are just an amazing group of people, and they're very, very interested in making things really work and work within a very large organization of Oracle. And you can get lost in the myriad of thousands of products in Oracle, and we really try to make sure that those are focused and people can really reach out. And as Kathleen said, the new SIGs that people want to create that we've just been reached out to this week, that's really impressive. At the Meet the Leaders of the OAUG meeting the other night, there was multiple questions on GEOs and SIGs, including Canada and North America as a whole. Even a lady from Africa was asking about questions. So it's really a very interesting group of people and really energizes you to keep going and be part of the community.
Now, one more time, if somebody wanted to learn more about GEO and SIG, the website to go to?
The OAUG.com. OAUG.org also. If you link on user communities, there's a drop-down list of the existing committees and groups. And as Kathleen said, there are over 70 of those. So it's really a myriad of choices that you can find a home for yourself. And if you can't, then you reach out to us and our contact at the OAUG board of Nicole to the staff of the OAUG board, Nicole, and she can help us get those different groups off the ground.
Now, Kathleen, before we let you go, is there a website for City of Las Vegas that they can go and check out?
If they want to look at Las Vegas, it's lasvegasnevada.gov. And just another add to what Doreen said is you can belong to multiple GEOs and SIGs, so it's not just a one-to-one.
You don't have to just pick one.
That's right.
Nope. All right, Doreen, how about a plug for Hess website?
Oh, it's Hess.com, and as most people along the East Coast know, we are very famous for our Hess toy trucks, and the toy truck even has its own Facebook page.
And their cleanliness, by the way. Hess.
Absolutely.
Places are the cleanest.
Green, white, and clean.
All right. Well, thank you both for being part of this. We really appreciate appreciate your time and your energy as the co-chairs of the GEOSIG.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you.
This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.